The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Driving yesterday, come up to an intersection. I get in the right lane to turn right. And as I'm in the right lane to turn right, this truck with the trailer in the lane next to me starts coming into my lane.
Whoa.
And I'm caught between the truck, and it's a pickup truck with a trailer. And I have to slam on the brakes, and then I'm like, to try to let him know I'm here.
Right.
He didn't like that. And I know he didn't like it because he stopped the truck and got out.
Oh.
And came at me.
Really?
Yeah. And
he
was
steaming
mad.
He didn't want to have a nice, peaceful discussion. No,
okay. No, in fact,
on the contrary,
he came steaming at, come running to my door.
Okay,
he's pumped and mad
because you blew the horn.
Because I blew the horn, and he said I was trying to cut him off.
Okay,
which I don't. It, from his perspective, I don't think he like. That's clearly what he thought.
Right,
and clearly I don't think so.
Right,
but he was yelling and screaming at me and cussing at me. And I was like, it's like, man, it's okay. Like this doesn't need to be a big deal.
Right.
It really is all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's okay. As he started to turn to walk away. And then he turns back around. He's like, it's not okay. Because you, and he points at me like through the window, R-A, and he uses a word.
Yes.
And I said, I just had my sunglasses on. I just kind of like, he uses the word. I'm like, you are this. I'm like, I said, yeah, you know what? I probably am, but that doesn't change the fact that this shouldn't ruin your day. This isn't that big of a deal. Right. And that drove him even madder.
Yeah.
He walked away literally going,
ugh! Oh, yeah.
And I just felt for him. But I also was, I rehearsed those things so many times in my mind.
Yeah.
I told my wife, my heart didn't even beat faster.
I was going to ask you,
there was no adrenaline.
Feel any?
No, I felt totally like, yeah. Okay. So I don't know if that's the right response or not, but, or maybe it's just getting older.
Older, I think helps.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, well, do what you want, sir, but it's cool. And I also remember watching like Iron Man and whatever. He's always, he was always ready with a quip when his stuff was terrible.
All these things together.
I probably am that stuff, but still, you don't need to be that upset about it. So a university, an Ivy League university, this is very fancy.
Yes, they are, yes.
Has done a study about parenting. And they found that moms and dads should pay attention to their kids. Because, apparently what happens is your kids won't behave.
If you're not paying attention.
If you take a hands-off approach to teenagers.
Ooh, okay,
apparently a teenager's like five times more likely to do harmful stuff to themselves and other people.
Well, thank goodness for the Ivy League.
Yeah, they're Ivy League, and they said the researchers...
I will say, my mother did not go to an Ivy League, but she...
What?
She had this information.
But she's still... And how many years ago? What? So, I think I mentioned I started counseling, and that's not something I've done over the course of my life. So, a lot of this...
We've had some, right?
We did some marital stuff.
Okay.
So this, the fact that one-on-one Brant talk about this or whatever, like, that's hard.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not alone in this. There's, I have this desire. I told my wife, like, I want to turn the tables. Not that I'm the counselor, but just kind of like, but enough about me. How are you?
Yeah.
Like to this person, like, we don't need to hear me go on and on and on. And that's actually become basically like, what is driving you? You feel like it's not worth talk. And I, that really is, why would I not want to talk about myself like that? And I don't know, but that's what drove me. I mentioned this just in case that this applies to you as you're listening. Like, I think we all deal with shame in different ways. And there really can be things that you've gone through that taught you, like, here's not how I want to not be. You see something, act it out. So you're living out this antithesis that I'd want to not be that. So I'm not, tell you what, that person blubbered. That person was all about himself.
Yeah.
Guess what I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
And
I see.
It's a lot of it is a grace from God to be able to talk about this stuff. And it's just not easy. Question for you. What phrases are you really tired of right now? So I saw this list and one of them is, in these unprecedented times, people are tired of hearing that.
Okay.
People are tired of hearing, that's the way we've always done it. I hate that.
Okay.
But on the list, in the top five, time to put on your big boy pants. And I don't know. My takeaway from that is if
somebody's telling you that over all the time over, to the point that you're
sick
tired
of hearing about it. Like if I hear one more person tell me to put on my big, like you may
maybe like to suggest that you actually
you may need to put your big boy pants on. We all have our own struggles in our own ways. We all have ways that we are. Oh, hey,
listen. Okay. Okay. Looking forward. What's going on? I don't understand. Okay. What?
Okay. All right, sorry.
What happened?
I knocked my headphones out. I couldn't hear anything. Off there. Anyway, it's time for breaking animal news.
Of course it is.
Sure. Animals are out there doing stuff, yes. And some of it is just so profound what they're out there doing, and people don't know about it.
Yeah.
So this was caught on a night vision camera. Mm-hmm. It's in front of a culvert, so this long tunnel goes under the ground. Mm-hmm. I try to hold it together. There's a coyote, right?
Yes.
And he's out in front of this whole thing, and it's at night. He's standing in front of this culvert, and he's looking around, and then he bows, does like a little play bow, and starts wagging his tail. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why? What? And then he starts pouncing up and down.
Yes.
And then he turns, and behind him, off camera, comes this badger. Uh-huh. And they walk down the tunnel together, off into the night.
Off into the night?
Yes. It was off into the night. Brent, and no, he was again, excited to bring his badger friend
Brent,
and then go off down the tunnel.
That is such human projection.
No,
you
no.
do not know that they are friends.
Sherry,
that,
I read up on this. There's a symbiotic relationship between badgers and coyotes in the wild.
What?
They're friends. I'm serious.
Okay.
And he was so excited to have his badger friend. And just
you
to watch them walk side by side.
Side by side?
Into the night. Yeah, side by side. Into the night.
Okay.
That's what's happening out there. People don't want to talk about it. You can see the resistance.
I don't want to talk about it.
Even in my own newsroom, there's resistance to all the kindness that's going on out there. We have an awesome podcast sponsor, Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic to talk to if you're interested at all with refinancing or getting a mortgage. It's a great time to look into this. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. By the way, welcome back to the podcast. If you've not been listening for a while, or thank you. And really welcoming us back as well.
I was going to say, I think we're the ones that need welcome back.
Yep.
Thank you for all your concern, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for the concern. Did we have anybody who was concerned?
We did.
I
saw emails and social media postings and things.
Yeah, thanks for the concern.
Yeah, and
I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I wasn't, honestly, because
thanks for all the concern.
Thanks for caring if we're all right. No, people were. And I didn't think about the fact that all that we're going through pandemic-wise and everything to see us disappear for several days could be unnerving.
We're fine. And Sherry did a lot of work to help me take some time off the radio and podcast so I could work to get my book done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm close. And it's due like real soon. So it's got to be done one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean one way or another?
Well, one way or the other, it's got to be. I have to hand in a manuscript.
Oh.
So
I have to give
will
them
be
something.
Handing them a manuscript.
Right.
The problem is, it's not a problem, but I always think it's something else to say.
Yeah.
When it's a subject like masculinity, there's so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having
new things are cropping up all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. So that's what was going on. Also, should let you know. Oh, the guy. I'm going to post this on social media. I've also been ignoring social media. I'm sorry about that in order to stay focused. But a guy, John Jessup, is a reporter for CBN.
Mm-hmm. Great story.
He did a great job.
Great,
he did this
great, great story.
Kind of a little bit of a profile on me, but it was about forgiveness, mostly about forgiveness, and had other people speak into it and unoffendable and righteous anger and all that stuff. He just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I thought so, too, because when I've heard other people address it, this is, of course, not to disparage them, but there's always a slight little but.
Yeah.
We have a little, I mean, yeah, however.
However, we all really know.
That righteous anger
we
is.
We need to be angry.
Yeah, so he did a really good job. It was a good story.
So nice. Yeah, he clearly took the ideas seriously and spent time on it. And it's also rare. I know how hard it is in TV, the people in TV to do a report on something and really capture pretty much what you were trying to say.
Yeah.
It so rarely comes off that way. Mm-hmm. It's just too hard.
Yeah.
But he nailed it. So anyway, thanks to John. I don't think he listens to the podcast, but he might. Mm-hmm. So thank you
well
for
done.
Doing that. What else did we need to talk about? Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you, I wanted to talk about your road rage incident. I don't know if you want to do that here or not.
Well, we can. Yeah. Yeah, we sure could.
I'll play it on the same podcast so people should be familiar
okay,
with
it. Okay, so you heard that. No, I don't know. I'm please understand, and it's very difficult to not act all cool about this, like I'm awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mean it that way, but I do mean it on how God can change us. I think in that moment, me not being the least bit nervous mm-hmm. when I'm being physically threatened mm-hmm. suddenly
yeah.
is a product of a couple of things. One, just getting older, but also I felt for him. And I think that's a heart change. I think I could point at that and go, okay, my heart is changing over time.
Mm-hmm.
I literally felt sorry for him.
Mm-hmm. You said as soon as he got out the car.
As soon as I saw the brake lights and then not brake lights, but it's not moving. I was mm-hmm. like, now it's in park, here he comes.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't see him get out, but I could just mm-hmm. see the back of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
There was another factor too that may have contributed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is gonna be ridiculous.
Okay.
But he was driving a truck, a pickup truck, and behind it was a trailer for Sara Lee.
Okay.
So I see the Sara Lee thing. Mm-hmm. And I know this is, I try to explain it to Carolyn. I don't know if she totally understood.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this just sounds silly, but I just feel like I know he's doing a route.
Yeah.
To go to a convenience store
mm-hmm.
and then a store. And then I know that can be a hard job. You're getting in and out all the time. You're constantly in traffic. He's got a trailer. That's stressful. But it literally mm-hmm. was also those little cake. How you can get mad about cakes, you
right.
know, like little. Things like that.
Right.
I just felt for the Sara Lee guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped me in the moment too.
Yeah.
And I know it's not personal when somebody does that. I know you can feel physically threatened. And if mm-hmm. somebody was coming at my kid, I'd get a rush of adrenaline.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, with your calmness through it, or at least not adding to the escalation.
Right.
What I'm interested in, even when you're telling the story, is, okay, how we commit to an emotion, I guess either way, right? Because if I'm committing to, I'm not going there with you,
yeah.
then I'm not going there with you. If I commit to, I am mad because I think you cut me off, I'm getting out of my truck, I'm calling you these names, I'm confronting you, and then you come at me not with that same energy at all.
Right.
How we as humans, I'm not disparaging him because I don't know how I would have responded in this scenario. So how we double down on whatever the emotion we committed to, right? And so thinking of what Jesus says is repentance, which is saying, okay, I got to think a different way, or how hard that is in the moment.
Totally.
We all see these videos, these viral videos. Someone is doing something that they're losing their mind over something.
Right.
The camera goes up. The person's phone goes up in your face.
Right.
You are now being recorded. Okay.
And you still are doing it.
And you're going to, and you, I don't know if you know in the moment, this is your job. This is your family. This is your, and we can argue on whether that should be or shouldn't be, but it is.
But it is.
Okay. And so to see that, and not to even just turn around at that moment. I think we've talked about it before. Like I saw several things. If someone's in Costco and they're just going crazy over something, someone puts the phone up. Now we're recording
you. Yeah, we're going to double, triple, quadruple down.
Yeah.
I will throw the tantrum.
To my own detriment.
Right. Because I've already.
Committed.
I think that's true. I mean, that is human. And it's.
And I'm not, again, it's me. It's so I'm not saying I can't believe how people are. I can't believe how I am.
We have to justify what we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much force behind that, that it'll lead us to self-destruction.
Why is there so much force behind that?
Yeah.
What are we protecting? Ourselves, our goodness?
The idea that we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, the idea mm-hmm. that we're a good person. So that's, it's betray, like in my short discussion with this gentleman,
mm-hmm.
like when I said, I don't think you need to be that upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, we can just go on, mm-hmm. it'll be all right. And when I said that, and he turns back, right, it's not all right.
Yeah.
Like, why that? I mean,
yeah.
So, and then why? Because, he said,
mm-hmm.
pointing at me, you are so that's why it's not all right.
Right.
Because I'm a
right.
jerk.
Uh-huh.
Well.
other language for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not okay because I'm not sure why mm-hmm. it's not okay, but it's just not because mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
That's interesting too. Because really no. Nothing happened, but I got out of the truck, so now I've got to yeah. do this thing.
Well, I will say that now, had I been in your scenario, that's not a test I think I would have passed. So I'm sure the authorities would have been alerted.
Well, good.
However, that makes me exceptional. However, what I do think I'm trying to get better at is correcting course from a wrong initial action or reaction. Allowing myself to rethink at least.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
the, you know what yeah. I mean? Okay, yes, you did that. Mm-hmm. Someone says, I don't like how you did that. I don't like how you said that. I don't, whatever it is, allowing right. myself to rethink then.
Well, as we do that, as mm-hmm. we continue to do that, mm-hmm. that gap of time might get shorter.
I hope so.
And also, we get used to thinking, maybe I did do something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really had that much time to think about it, but mm-hmm. I don't think I did. So right. I'm not going to apologize mm-hmm. yet, but I'm, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah.
Like, the other advantage I have, let's be honest, mm-hmm. like, it's just like when we talk to Hugh Ross about debating and yeah, people yeah. get fired up and mad at him, but he has mm-hmm. Asperger's, mm-hmm. so he's cool in the moment,
yeah.
doesn't respond in kind, mm-hmm. and then realizes later, like, whoa,
yeah,
they were after me. But I do think that's part of it for me, mm-hmm. But I did recognize logically, if you imagine Data from Star Trek being me,
yeah,
like I see the data
yeah.
coming at me, which
there
is the guy,
danger. Yeah.
right? This guy is fuming. Uh-huh. He is this are clenched. Mm-hmm. He's walking menacingly towards the car and he's screaming at me. Right. Like I can go and analyze this. Like you know this mm-hmm. plus this. He's upset.
Yeah,
I realize that. So I did notice that.
But. Right, and he cut you off.
Yeah.
See, that's where I would have.
Well, that's why the horn is so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's a judgment.
Horn is a judgment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we hate being judged more than it. That gets people fired up more than
yeah,
anything. Like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
not,
you're not a good driver.
You're not wearing a mask. Yeah, you need to wear a mask in here. Good, you know, good people wear masks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or opposite, like the any sense of judgment. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. that's not a good way to treat your kid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
yeah,
who we are. Yeah, it's tough in the moment, but I do think over time. Things get better.
Well, I think I am getting better.
You totally
at
are.
Least with that.
You totally are. And it may be, like, I know you're talking about, like, I would react this way, mm-hmm. but maybe not.
I hope not.
Maybe
but
not.
Maybe that's knowing how.
We used to act
yeah,
that way.
I hope so.
But we change.
Yes.
And this practice, again, it's practice of being able to take a shot and go, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't have to take a shot at you. Mm-hmm. That's a freedom.
It is.
And doesn't that seem... like something God would want us to grow in over time, and that you probably have as you've continued to seek him in other ways.
Yeah. I'm always a little leery of doing that for myself just because, as I used to tell my kids in the youth group when they're like, well, I'm getting better. And I would say, if someone stole $400 last month and stole $300 this month, yes, that's $100 better, but you know.
Right. Right. No, I know.
We still have a problem.
Oh, totally.
So I try to not do that for myself. I do think I'm growing, but I do think at least where I can see growth is at least adjusting.
And becoming less, adjusting to be less threatenable.
Yes, yes. And being able to not just double down, but kind of rethink in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe I do need to
My daughter's
up.
Called me out a couple times.
Really?
And I remember them. And I also remember that they were changing points for mm-hmm. me, like that I immediately was like, mm-hmm. you're right. And one time we went to a hotel. I can't remember where we were staying. It was me and Julia. Mm-hmm. And we went to the front desk and they took forever. And I was just so tired. I needed to use a restroom and everything. Just taking forever. Finally get the key. Finally go up to the room. Mm-hmm. And the key doesn't work on the fourth floor or whatever. Uh-huh. We got to go back down there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, now the keys don't work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was with me. And she's like, Dad, we got on the elevator. She's like, you're rude. I was rude. They didn't do that on purpose. Like, you were... And so I had to get back on the elevator and I went down mm-hmm. and I said, my daughter told me I was rude and mm-hmm. I want to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, but it's like, but getting there has been repeated.
She caught me out one time too.
Did you really?
She was
Good
in high
her.
School. We went to, you know, we would go to movies uh-huh. all the time when we lived in California. And I was parking and someone had parked next to someone else. It wasn't even me. They parked next to someone else, like right up on their door. And I was like, would you look at that? And I was like, if that was me, I would. And I just went all these different places of how I would. And she said, but how do you win with that?
Exactly.
And I didn't have an answer. And if someone's 16 is asking you legitimately, well, how's that?
Where's the win?
And I was like, you know what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to have something entertaining to say here. One time we were driving to get an ice cream cone. We would do that like at least once a week at McDonald's over here. And I was just sick of the traffic. And I was getting impatient. And just like, this light, this thing, this thing. Like, we get in the parking lot, and there's two old ladies standing on the sidewalk and look like they're about to mosey out into the crosswalk area, and then I'd have to wait for them. And so they're standing there, and I'm like, and I said, oh, brother. And they actually weren't walking out onto the crosswalk. They were just talking. And we drove by him, and my daughter's like, you just hate old people? You're just commenting on...
What's the old brother about?
Yeah, I did. Like, we laughed. We still laugh about that. Just the fact that I would see two older ladies, for crying out loud.
Good gracious.
What are they... they think they are talking to each other over there? So impatient. Yeah. So impatient. That's something I'm still...
We're all works in progress.
Yeah, that's a major weakness area for me.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.